Coming up, we'll bring you an assessment of Societe Generale's financials and operations following reports of a possible exit from Ghana and some African countries. Plus, banking consultant Dr. Richmond Etuahene warns a takeover of Societe Generale Bank by another entity could lead to a restructuring that may affect some staff. Plus, savings and loans companies announce improvement in non-performing loans after a caution from the Bank of Ghana. We have details of these and many more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka, a look now at our stories. A banking consultant, Dr. Richmond Etuahene, has warned that a takeover of Societe Generale by new buyers would have serious implications on the labor force of the bank. He stated that the new owners will undertake a restructuring that may see some layoffs to help the bank depart from old operations that affected its profitability. His warning follows reports that SGE has engaged investment bank Lazard to explore potential buyers for its subsidiaries as it plans to exit Ghana and other African countries. Speaking to Joy Business on the matter, Dr. Etuahene said such takeovers come with strong measures that would definitely affect some staff.
If we continue with the instability of the microeconomics of the economy, we're going to experience the multinational. And when the multinationals are leaving, they leave with something that some people don't know. They are a global bank. When it comes to syndication, SG was one of the teams that lead us. Barclays was a team, Stanchard. And if all these guys go out, a time will come when we want to go into international syndication. It will be very difficult, unless you hire consultants, it will be very difficult for you to get banks like SG to participate. So the ramification is a bit high. But a lot of people are looking at deposit. Fine. In our sphere, if they get somebody to buy, it's going to affect employment. You cannot have two managing directors. You cannot have two executive directors. All these people would have to be downsized. And that is where the right sizing and downsizing comes in. And that will have implication on the labor force.
You heard banking consultant Dr. Richmond Etuahene, and my colleague Georgia Fee throws more light on Societe Generale Bank Ghana and analyzes its financials for last year and operations in the following report.
Let's first start from its 2023 financials. It showed strong asset base for the bank, which went up significantly from 2022 to hit 8.2 billion Ghana cedis. Earnings from its interest earning business increased by 35% to reach 332 million Ghana cedis. When you also look at the shareholder funds, which is what the shareholders will get, if the bank is liquidated today, it stood at 1.6 billion Ghana cedis, after going up by 45% from last year. Societe Generale's profit before tax in 2023 shot up by more than 200% to reach 661 million Ghana cedis. However, going through the 2023 financials and even the first quarter of this year, one issue that can be described as interesting is the non-performing loans. Even on the COVID-19 pandemic, it witnessed a strong growth in its loan book for last year and even the first quarter of 2024. Societe Generale was also strong in a lot of banking indicators. One may not be wrong to say that it is one of the few banks in Ghana that has been able to grow its assets organically, as it has also reduced exposure in government papers and bonds. That is why it was one of those few banks that was even able to post profits during COVID-19. Maybe the only problem now is that because of the cedis depreciation, when it makes profit and is converted into dollars or euros, it may come out a small parent company.
George, we are fair with that report. A while longer within the financial space, some savings and loans companies have indicated that they have made some improvement on the non-performing loan ratio. The Bank of Ghana in 2023 warned the savings and loans companies to take a critical look at the rising cost of interest and non-performing loans. Speaking to Joy Business, Chief Executive Officer of Opportunity International Savings and Loans, Kwame Boateng, said despite the economic downturn, the company has worked tirelessly with key stakeholders to ensure sustainability.
Of course, all the macroeconomic dynamics affect every business, not just the financial service, because once inflation is at 25% and you have the dollar also being unstable, because there are some services that are in foreign currency that you have to use local cedi to acquire, especially IT.
Kwame Boateng is the Chief Executive Officer of Opportunity International Savings and Loans Company, speaking to Joy Business there. Now, the government of Ghana is set to launch an SME Growth and Opportunity Program this month, May 2024. Now, Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam noted that small and medium-sized enterprises contribute about 70% of Ghana's GDP, and with proper capital investment, they could drive significant economic growth in the medium to long term. He made these remarks at a ceremony to rebrand FBN Bank Ghana to First Bank Ghana.
If you look at the global economic dynamics today, countries like ours are unable to attract foreign direct investment in the scale that we need. And therefore, if we have to grow as an economy, we have to change the trajectory. The Ministry of Finance will launch an SME Growth and Opportunity Program. And this we will do before the end of this month. Ensure government delivers a sustainable financing framework that allows for stronger collaboration between the public and private sectors to secure financing for SMEs in Ghana.
Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam is the finance minister. Away from that, the government has expressed its commitment to make Ghana's ports the preferred choice in the West African sub-region. Deputy Transport Minister Frederick Obeng Adom said government is aiming to lead in the maritime space in West and Central Africa. He was speaking at the commissioning of four new marine crafts acquired by the Ghana Ports and Harbours Authority at Tema.
We'll continue to fashion out policies that will promote public-private partnership. I have no doubt that the expansion works currently ongoing at both the ports of Tema and Takrade will attract a lot of trade to the country and also generate more revenue and employment and add up to the country's gross domestic product. In conclusion, I would like to entreat the Ghana Ports and Harbour Authority to take good care of the four new marine crafts and other equally capital-intensive investment which you have made to ensure sustainability of your operations.
Meanwhile, the Director General of the Ghana Ports and Harbours Authority, Michael Luguje, assured that management will continue to invest in the country's ports.
Equipping our ports is within our vision to position our ports as leading ports of West and Central Africa. And by so doing, we have not only invested in infrastructure to expand our two ports, the process of building our headquarters later, but also to equip the marine front to ensure that security is effective, we are able to respond to ship calls within the shortest possible time by providing the necessary piloting and other marine facilities.
Michael Luguje is the Director General of the Ghana Ports and Harbours Authority. Now, the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority has destroyed millions of tobacco products seized from Pumacombe and Tamale in the Upper East and Northern regions, respectively. This was in collaboration with the military and other security agencies. The products were impounded upon illegal entry into Ghana and evading of taxes following an intelligence gathered from British American Tobacco on September 5, 2023. You're listening to the Joy Business Report. Youth entrepreneurship in Ghana is receiving some level of attention. According to the program's director of MEST Africa, Femi Adewumi, this can be attributed to the solution-based startups which are handling complex societal issues for economic development. He spoke to Joy Business on the sidelines of UNESCO Startup Accelerator Program in Accra.
Youth entrepreneurship in Ghana and in Africa is actually rising, is increasing. A lot of more young people are getting interested in entrepreneurship, especially in software entrepreneurship as well, technology entrepreneurship. We're saying that this is going to go a long way to solve the kind of problems that we have in Africa and in Ghana, because the young people, they live in the context, they understand the problems, and now they're getting exposed to technology and to methods to begin to find solutions to those problems. So,
Femi Adewumi is the program's director of MEST Africa. Time now for Pension Tip on MoneyLab.
Hello, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Ransford Matekole, head of new business advisory at Enterprise Trustees. On our previous episode, we spoke about how to take advantage of the three-tier pension structure in order to save well for retirement. Today, we will be talking about the employee benefit under the three-tier pension scheme. As an employee, the three-tier pension scheme gives you better control over the size of your retirement benefit, as you can monitor your retirement pot and make some adjustment by contributing more to this via the personal pension space. Tier 3 and personal pension funds may be used as collateral to secure mortgages and loans. Again, since funds under the three-tier pension scheme are managed by the NPRA licensed corporate trustees, fund managers and custodians who adhere to strict guidelines from the regulator, accrued benefits of members are protected and cannot be seized in the event of a corporate trustee or any other service provider going bankrupt. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Money Lab. Till we come your way again, remember